You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Am I wrong to keep my friend away from my husband's friend who I know is no good? You got Elizabeth and Radar. It's Text Roulette. BJ, have you been through something like this?
Yeah. Years ago, my sister was involved with a guy that I knew. She didn't know that I knew him, but they ended up dating, and I told her, no, don't.
Okay.
Big mistake. They ended up getting married, and needless to say, that marriage is long gone.
Oh, so you warned her. And that's all you can do as a friend, as a brother. Like, that's all you can do. They're going to go off and do what they want.
Especially her. She does what she wants, but I tried to warn her. But
Has there been a point in time where she was like, you were right, BJ?
Actually, they were in the church. They were getting, they're getting married. And my dad said, we can still go out the back door.
Oh, my goodness. But she said, no, we're going to try this. And then it didn't work out.
Has she at all said you guys were right?
Oh, yeah. And luckily, she found
That's a great feeling. They're married.
They have four kids together. And he's a great guy.
She got a do-over and everything worked out. BJ, thanks so much for that call.
You betcha.
Thanks, buddy. Okay, G.I. Jane calling in. All right, girl, what do you want to say?
Hello. I've been through this. Like, way, this is like reality.
Really?
Who were you in the situation?
I was the mom, and I had a coworker who found out I had a young son.
A coworker wanted to date your son?
What?
And I wasn't real fond of it.
Now, wait. Were you not fond of it because you worked with this person or because you didn't think she was right for your son?
I didn't think my son was right for her.
Oh, the other way around.
And okay. So did you say something?
You know, Matt, he had a dating history that he wasn't into that I'm going to settle down mode. She was a young mom. I just didn't think it was going to go anywhere.
And?
They dated for a while. They broke up. She did some things in her single life I don't really approve of. And now she's back with my son and they're married.
What?
Look at that. All right. So things worked out. What goes around comes around.
It worked out for them, but she hasn't earned my respect.
What are these things?
Yeah,
no.
What has she done?
Her choices of single life are different than mine. I don't believe in the multi-partnership. I don't believe in,
Well, wait a minute. That was back in the past. That's not like that now with the multi-partnership.
Yeah, she's with your son.
I agree, but how she treated me and things that she said to me.
Do you still work with this person?
No.
Okay.
You thought it was that your son was not the right person. It was actually now you're looking back saying it's her.
Yeah.
But is your son happy?
The best I can tell, yes.
Okay.
I mean, and there's still some hurdles in life. They're still growing and, you know, have to find the niche. He's being a parent to an amazing young boy who is autistic. And so there's challenges there. And he's a great dad. He's a phenomenal role figure.
Oh, that's great. You should be so proud of that, G.I. Jane. You raised him.
I am. I am really, really so proud of that. But he wants his own children, and she may not be able to have any more. So that's one struggle. I'm waiting to see how they figure it out.
Okay, and what is the relationship like with you and his wife right now? I mean, she comes over, you guys hang out.
Do you talk?
Spend holidays together, birthdays?
Yeah, I mean, we spend holidays together. We've gone to Brewers games.
Yeah.
I can be cordial and polite.
Okay, let's say we have a magic wand, though, G.I. Jane. Magic wand. What would need to happen for this relationship to be better and improved?
With me and her?
Yeah.
I think her taking ownership of what she said and how she treated me.
Okay, so you're still hanging on to that.
It's hard. I mean, I don't want to.
It's hurtful. Yeah.
But it's hard for me to have respect and trust a girl who said things to me the way she said them.
Mm.
Do you think she came from a place of hurt or immaturity?
I think it was just a strong-willed individual that felt she could do what she wanted when she wanted to, and it didn't matter.
Yeah.
And you're on our show. You're G.I. Jane. That is your nickname. You've served. Like, you are a tough woman. And maybe there was a little bit of intimidation there where she felt like, I need to be the alpha now. Maybe she felt that a little bit.
It could be. It very well could be, because she is a single mom, and I've been a single mom myself. So you do have to stand on your own two feet, and you do have to defend the choices you make regardless, because it's your life.
Take a listen to that, though, what you just said. You two have so much, you know how, like, you know how as a kid you butt heads with the parent that you're most alike? It's because you kind of know what each other's thinking and you know each other's moves. Yeah. Look, every relationship needs a hero, and maybe there's hope for you two, but you are proving, like this text roulette said, you can only say your piece for so long. They're going to go off and do what they're going to do either way.
Yeah, exactly. They are adults and they will make their own choices. You can choose to support them or not be a part of it.
And how long have they been married now?
4th of July was 3 years.
Okay.
Wow.
All right. Well, they got some momentum behind them.
4th of July. It's G.I. Jane, everybody. And G.I. Jane's son got married on 4th of July. I love it.
That's good. We like to see that momentum. Hopefully things will kind of, you know, work out. Obviously, hopefully they stay together and maybe things will work out with you and your daughter-in-law.
Oh, yeah. It's just a matter of time and
work in progress.
Learning that things have changed. Yeah.
Well, we always appreciate you being an open book you call in to the show and share your life, because people resonate with that. They can feel the emotion and can relate, and you're helping other people. So thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Have a good week.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.